KMCH, here we go. Round two. Known fair goer. Did you ever win any awards at a county fair, Tim?
No.
Nope.
Thanks
no?
for bringing that up. That still hurts.
Well, I keep telling Jeannie Domeyer we're going to do like a celebrity something or other. Put you in that list. Like a pedal pole or they're doing...
A pity prize. That's what it is. It's a pity prize.
That's what my friend calls his divorce. That's not important, though. Tim Vick is here with us, City of Manchester. They're doing rock, paper, scissors at the fair this year. You can do celebrity rock, paper, scissors.
You know, I have a colleague that does that as part of their holiday party.
Really?
They have a rock, paper, scissors tournament, and he actually has seating. The guy's a little bit of a nerd.
Do they do, like, brackets and everything?
He does the brackets and everything, based on how they won the last previous year and everything. Oh, man.
You have to tell me off air which colleague it is.
Yeah.
All right. We won't do it on air, but we got to talk off air. Here we are in the midst of summer. It's fair season with the City of Manchester. I know we'll talk about construction updates because you got the road construction going on. I'll ask you about Shelley Park as well because I'm excited for that. Let's start with your list. What's on your mind right now as we get together?
Well, we talked about parks right off the bat. One of the big items that's coming up that came out of the agenda is the council approved the ordinance that allows for liquor in the parks.
Okay, okay.
The two exclusions are Beckman Sports Complex and Kramer Aquatic Center.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be allowed to have a beer in the park. If you want a mixed drink, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Wine, especially when we're listening to the concert series. You know, the music on the Coke that's coming up on July 7th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good plug, by the way.
Thanks.
Well done.
Nice segue.
way to go. You've been learning from the kids, haven't you?
So we waived the second reading, approved the third and final consideration of the ordinance last night. The next step is it has to be published in the paper.
Okay.
Aaron will get it in the paper. And so we should have it in time for July 7th, actually.
Wow. So there you go. Well, doesn't this count? You
know, yeah.
Radio is basically paper. We just read it aloud is what it is. So by the time Music in the Coconut is back, you'll be able to take a drink with you then.
That's exactly right. You'll be able to sit down in a lawn chair and enjoy a cocktail while you're listening to great music.
Yeah, awesome. So now, from a standpoint, I don't need to get permission or anything. Once it's published, it's just, all right, I can show up with walk around with a bush light and go down the slide if I want.
Yes.
I might have to, just because. I mean, not that I need to, but if my age going down a slide, I need a little encouragement at this point.
I'm not sure how many people are going to be playing on the monkey bars while they're having drinks, but...
Might be fun to watch.
Yeah. But, you know, while you're sitting in the shelter enjoying family gatherings and stuff like that, that makes it a whole lot easier. Again, public intoxication is still illegal.
Yep. So that's...
Let's be mindful of what we're doing out there, and if things go off the rails... The council can still change your ordinance again.
Yep. So be responsible
about
it.
That's exactly
right. Don't ruin it for everybody else. So
don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. So why do you look at me like that? Like, I'm never that guy. Tell me about Shelley Park. Last time we got together, the funding had been kind of okayed and stamped, right?
That's exactly right. We were awarded the funding. We're in the process right now selecting an architect to help us with the project.
Okay.
So we're out getting bids, or not bids, RFPs, requests for proposals.
Okay, gotcha.
And so we'll select the architect here the next month and get that project underway.
Awesome. So, and the goal is what, moving dirt? Because it has to be done, what was the time frame again?
June 1st, basically, next year.
Okay, gotcha. Oh,
so
boy.
We got to turn quick.
Turn dirt pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of turning dirt and gravel, you go just about four blocks from where we are here at KMCH, heading off towards the east. You'll run into some orange cones in construction still.
Yeah, you know, that project's moving along. They've got the water main work pretty much done now on that phase that they're in, so they're getting ready to switch over to the new sanitary sewer. Had a meeting with the contractor last week. There might be a potential for us to shave some time off of this. If we can pave it full width. So they're evaluating how they can do that for this phase. If they can do that, that'll shave 2 weeks.
Awesome.
So anything we can do to cut back the amount of time we have to be out there. One of the complaints I've heard from some of the businesses out there for blocking driveways, try to be mindful of people trying to get in and out of the businesses. Help them out as much as you can. I know the light seems like it's forever, but it's not. It just takes a little bit longer than what we're used to.
You know, of all the people, Tim, you know, last time you were in with us, you said, hey, you know, just avoid the area. If you're going east, take Highway 20.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people that you would think would remember that announcement, who in this building do you think would have forgotten and got stuck in traffic on her way to do her 9 o'clock on the air show?
She may have mentioned something to me.
Did she tell you? Because she told me when she came, I'm going to go talk to Tim because I completely forgot about it.
I think I'm going to have to send her a text with a map.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's off this week. She's thinking about what she's done. She just couldn't handle it. She took the whole week. No, we're kidding, of course. Tim Vick with us, by the way, our guest of the day segment. You said it was a pretty short meeting last night. What did you guys, I mean, what else kind of snuck through the wire last night?
Yeah, basically, again, the big thing was the ordinance. The other item that we have is our next council meeting on July 11th.
Okay.
That's Monday night of Fair Week. Everyone knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, the fair parade starts at 6 p.m. So we moved our meeting up to 4 p.m. so we can get done with that. So the people that are wanting to either participate in the parade, mm-hmm. they can get lined up, or people who want to get back so they can watch the parade mm-hmm. can get back. So 4 o'clock on July 11th will be our next city council meeting.
Well, you guys have chairs with wheels on them in the chamber council, don't you? Just do it while you're going down the parade route.
Well, you know, that's going to be the other thing with the parade route. We have a new parade leader.
Oh, that's right.
Because Mayor Milt used to lead off the parade with the squad car, and now
he's stuck behind the horses now at the end, isn't he? That's part of retirement. So,
I think he gets the chair in the front seat and just watches the parade go by.
He waves with Connie in the back of the car. That's what it is. Yeah, the parade moved up. Normally, it's a 7 o'clock.
It's correct.
Up an hour earlier now.
Hour earlier. And the finish point is now going to be at Anderson Street.
Okay.
Because one of the things we have to remember is that is part of our detour route for the East Main Street project.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a way for traffic to disperse and for the traffic that's coming through and going around.
Oh, boy.
So that's going to be a little bit of a headache. We'll have someone down there helping direct traffic, but pay attention down there.
Mm-hmm. Will you be in the parade?
No, I don't have a float or anything.
Well, I figured you'd go get some candy and, you know, throw it out. And you can march with us. You're part of the staff here. You got a biweekly show. That's good enough.
Well,
half of your kids are on this program, on this show, so I feel like you have a right to join the KMCH entry at the parade, Tim. I'm just saying.
Let me think about it.
Okay, get back to me.
Yeah.
By Tuesday after the parade. So anything else on your mind or on the city's mind before we part ways here?
You know, no, really, it's a great week. I mean, the weather's perfect.
Oh,
things are going
great.
Well. Yeah. We've dodged some of the massive rainfalls mm-hmm. that they've gotten to the west. The river looks good.
Yeah, it was like under 5 feet now and like 220 cubic inches per second. So that's perfect. According to Chuck Ungs, that's perfect kayaking weather, I guess.
It's gorgeous out there. Should we just call in sick?
Well, I'm almost halfway done. We could have had this discussion about 4 hours ago. But if I'm not here tomorrow, you'll know why. Tim Vick, always good to see you. Remind everybody that the website for the city and to get that app downloaded too.
That's exactly right. The website is manchester-ia.org.
Always good to see you, my friend. We'll see you in a few weeks. Actually, right. Next week is our preparation mentally week, because in the following week, Tim will be in the parade with us. I'm not giving him a chance to say no. You're in charge of buying candy.
Oh, thanks.
That's what the new guy has to do.
Thanks, Justin.
Tim, always good to see you. Tim Vick with the City of Manchester, right here in Mix 94.7 KMCH.